Okay, so we really, really, really want to continually ask the Holy Spirit to keep us hungry to know Jesus, to go deeper in God. And you know, when you're not in the middle of a crisis, when everything's not falling apart, sometimes it's difficult to seek after God because we get so busy. And I want to encourage you on a regular basis. I take communion about every single day. And part of the reason that I take communion about every day is because Jesus said, do this until I come, do this in remembrance of me. But there's no way to take of communion lightly and not stop and say, Jesus, thank you. God, I want to know you more. Teach me your ways. And I'll see if I get too busy or if I'm just doing Bible studies, you know, like studying the word for this teaching instead of getting to know Jesus. I will really try because there's just a hunger in me to know God more, to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, bring somebody along. Let me hear someone teach a revelation about you I haven't heard before. Let someone have a revelation about you or know you in a way that I haven't come to know you yet. So I can be stirred with hunger to know you like that. And Lord, I'll ask the Holy Spirit all the time, Holy Spirit. And so this is part of asking, you know, Holy Spirit, would you teach me something about Jesus I've never known before, I've never seen before? And he'll take me right in the Word and just show me something about the Lord that's fresh and new to me. And it just makes me fall more in love with Jesus. And so I know a big part of what I'm called to do in the body of Christ is to cause people to be hungry to know Jesus. You know, just cause people to not want to be where I'm at, you know, or if I'm at some big place, but I mean, I really walk with the Lord, but for them to just want to be where they're to be. Where am I to be now, God? How can I grow in you, God? It's like, don't ever skip, you know, you wouldn't want your little kindergartner to skip kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. I mean, every now and then get to skip, you know, one class or something. But if you put a kindergartner, you know, in high school, they're going to miss a lot of what high school is about. Well, it's the same way with us. If you went right from getting born again and then getting spirit filled into the deep revelations of going into the throne room of God or all the different things people are ministering out there, you know, what about all those awesome experiences of just hearing the Lord for yourself for the first time, of watching God use you to lay hands on somebody and see them healed, of praying that prayer? See, God doesn't want you thinking, oh, I want to be where they're at. God wants you thinking, oh, I just want to be in the will of the Lord for me and getting to know Jesus more. See, we have to break the power of contention. We have to break the power of competing and comparing ourselves and trying to be more spiritual than somebody else or whatever. God's not in any of that. The Holy Spirit wants to take you right where you're at right now and teach you about Jesus and cause you to not just get hidden knowledge, but to have a relationship with the Lord. And folks, come on, when you're in that dating stage of a relationship, enjoy the dating stage. Don't start thinking about being married, you know. Don't start thinking about having children and then getting old together. Enjoy the dating stage. And then when you go through the engagement stage, enjoy the engagement stage. Enjoy getting everything, you know, talked about that needs to be talked about and understood and begin to plan that wedding, begin to plan that wedding. And as you get closer, then begin to plan, you know, that first, how you see what I'm saying? It's a relationship with God. It's not a competition. It's not a competition. It's not something to do to prove something about yourself. So even in your asking, always keep that question before the Holy Spirit. Would you please teach me about Jesus? even in the middle of a trial, even in the middle of believing for a miracle, ask the Holy Spirit to keep your focus on Jesus. Okay, that was just a little break there. Matthew 6, which is really what this is about. It's about what's going on in your heart between you and God. This isn't about your spiritual works. This isn't about your merciful deeds. This isn't about how everyone perceives you and your spirituality. This is about that secret place with the Lord, that time that you spend with him. And I really encourage you, if you haven't gotten the teaching on the secret place, get the teaching on the secret place. It's just powerful to help you go into this deeper place in God. Okay. All right. Now let's go to verse 5. Matthew 6, 5. When you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue in the corners of the open streets, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your room, shutting your door. Pray to your Father in secret, and your Father, seeing in secret, will repay you in the open. When you pray, do not be babbling vain words as the nations, for they think that they shall be heard in their much speaking. Then do not be like them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. Okay, I want to go over a few things here, and I have an entire teaching on the Lord's Prayer. I encourage you to get a hold of that. I'll read the prayer, but I'm not going to go into as much detail as a series that we have on praying that prayer. But I want you to see a few things here. Are you getting this? This is about spending time with God. This is about recognizing that because of what Jesus Christ has done, we can ask the Father. You know, I can tell if someone is really, really immature in their walk with God and maybe not even saved but think they are. I was at this meeting recently, and there was this woman there who actually was one of the speakers. That kind of shocked me. And she went on and on with this over-exaggeration about how much she loved her Father, you know, talking about God. And she said, her Father Jesus, her Father Jesus. Do you know... Jesus himself says, we talked about this at the first session, when you pray, I'm not telling you to pray to me, Jesus. I'm saying you pray to the Father in my name. Folks, the Father isn't Jesus. People who are praying, people who see Jesus as their Father, have not really entered into much revelation from the Word of God or an understanding of the Bible. Jesus is the one we are engaged to, according to the Word of God. We are going to be the bride of Jesus Christ. I won't say that. Our relationship with our spouse, or the one we're to be married to, is a totally different relationship. I pray, unless you need some major deliverance, than the relationship you have with your Father. So we need to get rid of some of these ideas that we have because we don't know the Word of God, because we haven't really matured in the things of God. There is a heavenly Father that Jesus Christ came to reveal and to make a way for us to go to and to pray to in his name because of his blood. There's a relationship with Jesus as the soon coming bridegroom, which is a much more mature relationship of understanding who we are in the kingdom of God and our authority in the kingdom of God and how we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we have an entire teaching called Being Empowered by the Holy Spirit, which is really good, really fundamental, powerful teaching. So I'm just saying this because we need to get, but this was a guest speaker. I could tell I don't believe the person was saved. And we need to quit We need to really look at the fruit in people's lives. We really need to look and see where they're speaking from. But it needs to line up with the Word of God. So here it's telling us that we need to spend time talking to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, that He already knows everything that we need, but He still wants us to ask. Why does He still want us to ask if He already knows? It's because He wants to build a relationship with us based on our faith in Him, in His Son, in the Word, and in the working of the Holy Spirit. So, for example, God already knew that I needed our chairs recovered about a week ago. I was watching them get worse and worse. And my thinking was, Lord, with all the bills that we're paying around here, with the missions to the Philippines, with setting up satellite churches in the Philippines, with doing the web, with we have lots of hours of meetings a week. Can't even figure out how many. About 16, 17 hours of meetings every week with all-day conferences once a month. And all these things God's put on my heart because I have such a passion to preach the Word of God. So I'm thinking, well, Lord, you know, we've got to pay that. We bought our building. We got a really big overhead. You know, I really can't see taking $6,000. And that's what it would have normally cost. That's for us to even do the labor to cover, you know, 150 chairs. But I went to God and I said, God, I went to the Father. I said, you know, God, Heavenly Father, I said, the chairs are looking pretty bad and you're sending new people. And I thank you for that. But Lord, if you gave me $6,000, I wouldn't even want to spend it on chairs. I'd want to spend it on going to the Philippines. I'd want to spend it on the outreaches. I'd want to spend it on paying off some of the debt. So God, I really need you to show me how to do this and for me to know that I know the money's for the chairs. Well, I just felt led of the Holy Spirit. I'm teaching you a little bit here, okay? Because it's not like a word comes thundering back from heaven. Cindy, go to the website, blah, 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 blah. Okay, He can do that. But we need to, faith is about just walking it out and seeing Him. See, that's the exciting part. That's the part that builds your faith. If you have to listen for instructions, and I've seen people who do this and say that word, they always seem to get off track. You walk it out. Faith is the thing hoped for, not seen. So I just went to the computer and just felt, I'm not going to over-spiritualize, I just felt like going on there and typing in discount fabric or something like that. Discount upholstery fabric or something I put in there. And see, that was God. Why didn't I do that sooner? There was one website that came up. Now, there were a lot of websites, but the very first one that came up had fabric for as low as like $6.50. I couldn't believe it, you know, because at a yardage here, that's less than $2,000. I'm thinking, wow, Lord, I could believe for that. You know, I could see that $2,000 would be worth $2,000 in the scheme of things right now, from my perspective, as a good steward, to make the place look nice for the new people coming and for the people who are already here. Well, so we ordered some samples, and everything, they did not match. And the one we kind of liked, they were out of. So at first I said, well, we don't have to do it right away. You know, just let us know. And I told them our order, how big we needed it, because the prices were so low, because the way they would shop around. And so if a place was going out of business, like a furniture store or something, you know, they'd buy all the fabric. So, I mean, we prayed. We said, why didn't we just pray? Why don't we just go specifically to God and ask what we want? So three or four of us got together, held hands. There's power in coming in agreement, and that's going to be another teaching. But we came together. The Bible says, if any two of you should ask anything, it'll be done for you. We'll get into that later. But so we came, and power of God, we felt the presence of God. We were asking in faith. We move in such a place, and Lord, we could literally feel his presence just all around. And we said, Lord, we need chairs. We need fabric for the chairs that's durable, that's blue with a little tiny bit of maybe burgundy in them. If you look, there's a little. And we need something that's pretty plain and that there's enough for all these. And Lord, we just lift that before you. We ask that you connect this man who has this fabric place to that fabric. He called us back within 24 hours and said, I found the perfect thing. I put a sample in the mail. And we ordered it within 3 days. It came within 2 more days. He discounted it another dollar a yard. I don't even know why I didn't ask. He discounted the shipping another $100. So all of these chairs were done for under $1,200. Isn't that amazing? It is. It's awesome. What does it do to your faith? Because you ask specific and he answers specific. Instead of just randomly, he knows we need chairs. And then, you know, eventually, you know what I mean? Yes, you would still be excited. But God wants you to know, look, I hear you. This is for that. And to be honest, we had enough money left over at the end of this month, pretty much, to pay for it all. And we're still having the fundraiser, though, because we're believing to raise the money that we were going to use that for some supplies to the Philippines. Plus, we all want to get together and have a good time anyhow. So God is just so awesome. But then I said to the Lord, I didn't even think I had enough faith to really straight out say this, but I was thinking and I was asking God, I said, Lord, if you could please get enough people to help to put these together. And I do remember at first they were looking a little not tight enough when the men were doing it. And I said, God, please, could you work, send angels to help tighten these up? So, because it was hard work. Anyway, I was even going to offer somebody money if they could have it done by a certain date. I never even got to that. They had it done within 4 days without anyone asking. It was like the Lord supernaturally empowered people who knew by God's loving grace they were called to do this. It was amazing. It's amazing. Isn't he awesome? See, it's because I asked in faith. I know he knew we needed chairs because I'm a very good steward with money. You know, most everything you see is something that somebody gave us or we got at a really great discount because I prayed about it. Let me tell you how specific God is. I wanted to bless the Jews. When we were building this building, I said, God, I want to bless the Jews. And at the same time, I was saying, Lord, teach me, show me somehow to bless the Jews for real. And at the same time, we were needing chairs. Well, chairs are really expensive. And we bought this building for $500,000. We had no membership, maybe 50, 60 people, you know, active. Who knows how many, you know, were only a few maybe had decent jobs. And was like, Lord, you know, we're crazy. What have we done? You know, we signed a contract for a building with like $200. It was hilarious, actually. And I say hilarious, like hilariously full of faith. You'd be a maniac if you didn't believe it was God. And so that's why you know it's God. And then you just know God's going to work all this. So anyway, so God is so cool. So I said, God, I wanted theater chairs. I just wanted theater chairs. Then I started pricing theater chairs. Do you know how much one theater chair costs? It's like $250 for a new theater chair. I said, well, Lord, could you find me used theater chairs? Now, your opportunity to find used theater chairs is not very high. And they're probably going to be in such bad shape if you do find them. So I was just praying about it. So I was praying at the same week, God, I want to bless the Jews. And God, I want theater chairs because I really want theater chairs because I don't want to move chairs. I wanted to stay looking nice. I want people to be comfortable because I preach for 4 or 5 hours straight. And I didn't even have any concept at the time that God was going to make a way for us to get licensed to show movies. That didn't happen until we started praying. We prayed for God. We actually prayed. And I'm not saying it's just us, but we really prayed. God, we want to use this building as a community service. We want to show movies. And within about 2 months, for the first time ever, a church could get licensed to show movies. And we did. Is that cool? But let me tell you, these chairs came from a Jewish synagogue for only $10 a piece. They were in great shape when we first got them. Is that amazing? I mean, and so I just happened to look in the classifieds, which I don't really do. And there was somebody over, I think Chesapeake or something, advertising that they were selling their chairs. And it was so funny because I went in. I said, Lord, they have so many. Can I offer them less? And the Lord said, I thought you wanted to bless them, not rip them off. So I was probably the only person who paid the full price of what they were asking because God wanted me to be a blessing to that little Jewish synagogue. Isn't he cool? See, this is the kind of life of faith that God wants us to walk in. Now listen, if you start asking for everything to the Father and you seriously go there and you seriously believe him to do these things, then when the enemy hits with an attack, don't you think you're going to have faith to trust God when it's scary? You know, it's not scary to not have the covers on the chairs, right? I mean, we can live with most of these things. But see, if you begin to have a lifestyle of asking God and trusting God and being dependent on God and not just, and just because he loves you and also spending time loving him and just hanging out with him. See, God knows what he's doing. So when we learn to go to the Father to ask, he's building our faith, you guys. He's building our faith. So when the enemy really comes in with a big attack, it's like David, when David says, you know, I killed the bear, I killed the lion. Who are you, Goliath? So when I, you know, it's the same thing for us. Well, you know, God got us the money for the chairs. God got us the money for this. So what is this bill? It's not going to stand in the way of reaching the Philippines. Do you understand what I'm saying?